I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, November 13th. A Quincy barroom is the first to receive a license suspension for violating the state's COVID-19 regulations. Board of License Commissioners has unanimously voted to suspend the license of the Crack Pub on Washington Street in Quincy Point for 3 days after officials say the bar was open when it shouldn't have been, along with other health code violations. The suspension will be effective December 3rd, 4th, and 5th. The pub can appeal to the state. There were 24 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, bringing the active case total to 142. The one-week daily new case average is up to 12.9. The two-week daily new case average is 9.5. Quincy is in the green category under the state's coronavirus risk assessment map, and there have been 137 deaths. A Quincy real estate agent has been indicted in federal court on 2 counts of wire fraud and identity theft. Michael Flavin, formerly of Flavin and Flavin Real Estate and Insurance, allegedly sold property he wasn't authorized to sell. Prosecutors say Flavin pocketed more than $1.7 million. He's due in court next week. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says it would take a miracle to keep property taxes level next year. Koch estimates the city has lost $10 million due to the pandemic, although he says the goal is still to keep taxes as low as possible for the homeowner. A public hearing about the new tax rates will be held by the City Council on December 7th. Quincy City Council will be considering a proposal to sell 2 parcels of land at the former Hancock parking lot in Quincy Center. Mayor Thomas Koch wants to sell those lots to LBC developers, which will create 400 new apartments. LBC also developed the nearby Nova Residences apartments. The Four River Bridge is scheduled to open Friday at 9 a.m. and Saturday at noon. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Update for Friday, November 13th.